I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Over a year ago, we warned you about this monstrosity. And now the bonkers Build Back Better bozos from the deep state are back looking for blood with their Build Back Better Act ripped off straight from the UN. These people want to destroy America. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more. H.R. 5376, also known as the Build Back Better Act, was $3.5 trillion, maybe more. Now they've reduced it to only $1.75 trillion. This is a typical Marxist tactic. They'll ask for something totally outrageous, then they'll say, hey, we're just going to compromise with you a little bit, and then they take two steps forward, one step back, then again they take two steps forwards and one step back. So this is not building back better, folks. It's not actually building at all. It's actually destroying. These people plan to destroy freedom. They plan to destroy our prosperity. They plan to destroy our economy, destroy our businesses, rebuild them all in communist China, and build globalist institutions while they're at it. So more than a year ago, right here on this program, in September of 2020, we aired a 25-minute episode on Build Back Better. This was long before this was a topic of conversation. We told you that this was actually a UN slogan that was ripped off by Joe Biden for this sinister deep state campaign to advance the deep state's objectives, like the Great Reset, like the New World Order, like the enslavement of humanity. So check out a list of these politicos all around the world saying Build Back Better.
Once we shut down the virus and deliver economic relief to workers and businesses, then we can start to build back better than before.
But it is undoubtedly an opportunity for us to work together and build back better.
Build back better.
As the world recovers, we have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
And building back better our economy and society.
We owe it to future generations to build back better and base our recovery on solid foundations.
The second plank in Build Back Better advances racial equity by mobilizing our infrastructure.
Together we can fix this. Let's build back better.
Building back better after disasters is also vital to prevent creating new risks. Together we can build a safer world.
Four sets of priorities can guide the response to build back better.
You know what Donald Trump will do with four more years? Blame, bully, and belittle. And you know what Joe Biden will do? Build back better.
So in the United States, domestically, this campaign will not build anything except the government, okay, and the dependency. It will spend trillions of dollars on unconstitutional and racist programs that will dismantle our country, stir up division, and surrender even more of our sovereignty. It's almost 1,700 pages. Democrats claim it's going to cost something like $2 trillion. Who knows? You know, originally, they said it was $3.5 trillion. Wharton study found it was going to be $2.5 trillion. But who knows, right? This bill also includes $1.5 trillion in tax increases. And I want to give you the tip of the iceberg view of what is in this monstrosity. By 2030, these lunatics want a 50% reduction in the gas of life. That is carbon dioxide, the gas you exhale. They want 80% of our energy to come from so-called clean energy, which is really just energy that enriches Al Gore and communist China that we can't produce here, right? We don't make our own windmills. We don't even have the rare earth minerals that we need. This is a massive gift to China. Okay, we're going to shut down our energy industry, and we'll get back to that. We're going to build up China. This would also massively expand Medicare, and it would lower the age of eligibility. It would also massively expand Medicaid, putting taxpayers on the hook for even more medical bills in this ridiculous fake medical system that we know is completely destroying people's health. All kinds of stuff having to do with climate change. They're going to build a climate Gestapo, the civilian climate corps, which would employ something like 1.5 million activists to peddle this climate garbage on us. They want to cancel oil leases. They want to waste a bunch of money doing silly stuff on buildings. They want to rig the U.S. economy in favor of green energy and China. It would put a carbon tariff on other countries that don't go along with this madness. Radical promotion of murder of babies. Biden's vaccine mandates, the illegal edicts that everybody has to take a shot. They want to raise the fine to as high as $700,000, and they want to put it in a statute, too, so that it doesn't have to depend on Biden's illegal edict. We've got $3 billion for tree equity. Yes, tree equity. Millions of dollars for bias training. You won't even believe all the racist garbage in here, okay? When we originally did the warning about Build Back Better in September of 2020, we told you this was going to be a racist piece of garbage where they were going to be taking money from people based on how much melanin they had in their skin and then redistributing it to other people based on how much melanin they had in their skin. Massive expansion of the welfare state. They want every little child, the universal pre-kindergarten, huge amounts of money, $200 billion into getting all little children ages 3 and 4 into the government's brainwashed camps, masquerading as kindergartens and pre-kindergartens. Free community college, right? In case the kids didn't get brainwashed enough for 12 years in these government brainwash camps, hey, we'll get them for 2 more years at taxpayer expense. Hey, we got so much money after we destroy our economy, we might as well. Right? They're also going to boost the IRS like you can't imagine, massively more funding so they can terrorize more Americans. They want to be able to monitor everything you do, right? Forget the Fourth Amendment and your right to privacy, your right to not have your houses, papers, and effects rifled through by government agents. The IRS will be able to look at every bank transaction over $600. They might raise it to $1,000, who knows, to basically terrorize, especially conservatives. And if you don't think that's what they're going to do, does the name Lois Lerner mean anything to you? Okay, they're talking about plastic taxes and debt ceiling increases. They want to increase taxes on Americans making more than $50,000 a year. Don't even get me started on the inflation taxes. We are literally raising corporate taxes under this monstrosity to a level higher than communist China's. Okay, we're going to have a corporate minimum tax around the world so that everywhere people have to pay higher prices for the goods and services that they depend on. We're going to further entrench the power of the communist big labor unions, massively expand mass migration. In fact, if you can believe it, they tried to sneak amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants, potentially 20 million illegal immigrants into this bill. Fortunately, the Senate parliamentarian said, you can't do that, okay? That is simply not allowed. That is not germane to the budget. They're doing this as a budget bill, by the way, because they know that a filibuster might be able to stop it. And so the Senate parliamentarian nixed the amnesty for massive numbers of illegal immigration. They're basically trying to build themselves a bigger voting block, right? Turn into a one-party state by turning all the illegal immigrants into Democrats. True story, guys. They've also trying to accelerate the mass migration into this country. They might be funding for resettling tens of thousands of so-called refugees from Afghanistan, letting big tech companies replace Americans with foreign workers. Huge child tax credits for illegal aliens in America. Maybe $82 billion is the number that's been thrown out there. Guys, are you seeing a pattern here? Are you understanding what this is about? This is not about building anything back better unless you consider totalitarian government something better than less totalitarian government that we had before. Okay, that's what they're building back better, is massive, monstrous, oppressive government. So yeah, they even had $107 billion for amnesty, including for criminals, green cards for millions of illegal immigrants. Unbelievable, guys. This is a Trojan horse for Marxism, okay? That's exactly what it is. And the deep state's propaganda organs, they're gloating about this, guys. The Atlantic magazine, they actually wrote in there that if you want the United States to act at a national level to fight climate change, this bill is it. This is the climate bill. And make no mistake, they are deliberately trying to destroy our energy industry, folks. You have probably heard by now the Soviet commissar that Joe Biden nominated for a comptroller of currency, literally a graduate from the University of Moscow on a scholarship named after the mass murdering monster Vladimir Lenin. Listen to her explain this, okay? Listen to her explain in plain English what they're planning to do to our oil producers, our gas producers, our coal producers, right? The backbone of American industry is, of course, energy. They want to destroy it all so that we can depend on communist Chinese-made garbage windmills and solar panels to power our economy. These people are laughing all the way to the bank, folks. They're going to bankrupt you. They're going to bankrupt your family. They're going to bankrupt your country. They're going to destroy your business. And they're going to laugh at you and tell you that it's good for you.
And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
Okay, let me explain to you what we're watching there. You're watching Biden's nomination for comptroller talk about destroying the U.S. oil and gas sector. Let's not forget, she is the one who graduated from Moscow University on a scholarship named after Lenin. She's the one who's spoken positively about the Soviet Union and their equal pay and maternity benefits. And now she's talking about destroying our energy sector. You know who would benefit from that? The Russians. Making sense now?
Now, I mentioned that this was a racist piece of trash. I'm not kidding. Here's just a few examples of the racist giveaways, okay? And it is racist by definition, right? Americans of European descent do not get any money. But we get $1 billion for Native American, Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian communities for housing needs. $500 million for minority-serving schools of medicine. $112 million for teacher preparation programs at historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions. $75 million for culturally appropriate care management and services for older individuals who are racial and ethnic minorities or underserved due to sexual orientation or gender identity. $75 million to study maternal health for pregnant and postpartum minority individuals. $50 million to study maternal mortality among minorities, $50 million to improve behavioral health outcomes for communities of color with substance abuse, $75 million to increase research capacity at minority-serving institutions. Folks, we must reject this monstrosity. It's evil, it's unconstitutional, it's racist, it's horrific, it's going to bankrupt this country. You think the inflation's out of control now? You think the government's out of control now? Wait until they solidify it all with this monstrosity. Call up your congressman, call up your senator right this moment and tell them to stop this now. Okay, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, he has the power single-handedly to throw this in the trash, and he should and he must. Okay, so does the senator from Arizona, Sinema. Okay, call, especially if you live in those states, if you live in West Virginia or Arizona, call them. Tell them they will lose their next election if they move forward on this. Guys, this is an attack on our country at a most fundamental level. It's an attack on everything that makes America, America. It will not build back better. It will build tyranny bigger and worse than ever before. Go to jbs.org. There's an action alert. You can very simply send a message to your congressman, your senator. A lot of the information about what was in this bill actually came from our friends at the John Birch Society. So go to jbs.org. You can use that little form, get this information, call up your congressman, use some talking points. Folks, we have got to kill this bill, especially if you live in a district with a vulnerable Democrat, with a more moderate Democrat column. Tell them this needs to stop. It's outrageous, folks. We've got to turn the tide. We've got to reverse this. We've got to stop them before they destroy our country. We're talking about putting trillions of dollars of additional debt, borrowing even more money from China so that we can destroy our economy and build back China's even better than before. This is a betrayal of our country. I'm Alex Newman. Thank you for watching Behind the Deep State. We'll be back next week with more. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to subscribe, hit like, hit that little bell so that you'll be notified whenever we post new videos. And also, please make sure to share this video with your friends. Email's a great way to do it. Remember, there are powerful forces working to steal our freedom and destroy our country. We need to work together, expose those behind the deep state. Otherwise, you can kiss your liberties goodbye.